Blog Talk Radio.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
Brown Sugar Radio is the food for your soul. Enriching lives with many possibilities, we embrace and uplift our community with love, laughter, and inspiration. Today, I encourage you to keep learning, keep smiling, but most of all, keep striving to make your dreams come true. It's time to believe in yourself and walk into your new journey. Buckle your seatbelts for another exciting segment on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's time to get up, Brown Sugar Radio Lord listeners. We've got work to do.
Well, hello there, and welcome, welcome, welcome. We are here. It has been a while, and I am truly excited. You know I always am. And so I just have to say that I have the best listeners in the world. You guys are phenomenal. I mean, when you don't hear a show from Sugar, you contact me and you are like, what is going on? Where are you? What's happening? Where is the show at, Sugar? I don't understand what's going on. And so I have to give mad love and props to you. I got to say that it has been just a whirlwind of various events that have taken place in my life, and I'm grateful for them. But this is the beauty of, like I said, having your own show, and I can't ever say it enough. You can work when you want to, and you can always go back, check out the archives. If your girl Sugar's not on, go back, look at some of the oldie but goodies, as I like to call them, and just really reminisce on some of the great shows we've had in the past. But what I'd love to do at this particular moment is show some love. Many of you see the war that's going on between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney, and the polls are extremely close. And I got to give mad love. That's why I always make sure I show love and I play Barack Obama in my entry, because I love my president. I don't care what anyone else has to say, because as far as I'm concerned, Obama, I done renamed him, is doing the daggone thing, and he's doing the best he can with what he's got. All the criticism, I mean, please, he's got the hardest job in the world, by all means. And so I just truly feel that it's unfair, a lot of the criticism that he has received. But, that just all comes with the territory. So at this particular moment, like I said, I just really want to give him some mad love, and I have a commercial that I would love to play, and just let Obama be heard. So for those of you who are anti-Obama, I guess this ain't the station for you, because I'm giving it up big time for my president. All right, so we're gonna keep it locked. We'll be right back with some more great things on Brown Sugar Radio.
Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Every woman who believes decisions about our bodies and our health care should be our own is troubled Mitt Romney supports overturning Roe v. Wade. Romney backed a law that outlaws all abortion, even in cases of rape and incest. And that's not all.
I'll cut off funding to Planned Parenthood.
For women, Planned Parenthood means life-saving cancer screenings and family planning services. But for Mitt Romney,
Planned Parenthood, I'm going to get rid of that.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Running for governor, Mitt Romney campaigned as a job creator. I know how jobs are created, but as a corporate raider, he shipped jobs to China and Mexico. As governor, he did the same thing, outsourcing state jobs to India. Now he's making the exact same pitch.
I know why jobs come and why they go.
Outsourcing jobs. Romney economics. It didn't work then, and it won't work now.
That's one thing George Bush said that was right. The president is the decider in chief. Nobody can make that decision for you. Look, he knew what would happen. Suppose the Navy SEALs had gone in there and it hadn't been Bin Laden. Suppose they'd been captured or killed. The downside would have been horrible for him. But he reasoned. I cannot in good conscience do nothing. He took the harder and the more honorable path. And the one that produced, in my opinion, the best result.
It's not worth moving heaven and earth, spending billions of dollars just trying to catch one person. He was referring to the hunt for Osama bin Laden. What did he mean by that? Because it's generated a little controversy, given Osama bin Laden's role in killing, 3,000 Americans on 9/11.
He had to decide. And that's what you hire a president to do. You hire the president to make the calls when no one else can do it.
That's right, baby. You know what? That is, to me, one of the most impressive choices that Barack made as far as giving it up, doing what he had to do, and outsmarting a villain at himself. I mean, if you can catch Osama bin Laden, you bad to the bone in my book, all right? And so, come on now. Bush couldn't do it. It took somebody that had to have a higher level of intelligence in order to really, truly break it down and do what he had to do in order to fight and get the job done. And he did it safely. No one ended up hurt. No one ended up killed. President Bill Clinton, former President Bill Clinton, said it best, and I love to see him back up Barack Obama. He's often compared to Bill Clinton, and so it's just a beautiful thing. What's up? Hey, I see your listeners there in the chat. Those of you who are anonymous listeners, I'd love for you to take the time out and to create a user account. It's complimentary. And please lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites. Speaking of more on Obama and Mitt Romney, the wonderful thing about Oprah Winfrey is that she is so true to what she has to say. She received a lot of criticism in the 2008 election. They felt she was too pro-Obama. So this year she's doing things a little differently. She met with the next president, and I love how she puts it. It's coming out in her next issue of the O magazine, and she is actually, not only is she meeting with Barack Obama and Mitt Romney, but she's met with their wives. So I want to go over a little bit of that conversation and what she spoke about to me, which was very powerful. She asked both of the presidential candidates, what do they think about their opponent? Barack simply stated, I really like the health care bill that he passed in Massachusetts. It was great. Mitt Romney says, well, I'm glad he got Osama bin Laden. That's one. And a man's been in office 3.5 years. He does hundreds of things. I'm sure there are a few that are fine. Then they talk about what. She asked them, what did they have to say as far as, you know, what their critics have to say about them? Obama says, to my critics, I say I'm not done yet. And Mitt Romney says, just wait and see. One of the things I love is how she sat down with First Lady Michelle Obama and with Ann Romney. And Michelle talks about not sweating the small stuff. This is really good. This is a overall message, I would say, not just for married couples, but for relationships, period. Michelle says, I might want to talk to Barack about an issue that I've had with him about something he said the other day. But then she said she realizes it's not that important. And what she does, she says that she's got about a list of things she'd like to discuss with him throughout 2006. Basically, in a nutshell, don't sweat the small stuff. You know, she's probably got a whole bunch of things she could nitpick about and complain about. But you got to pick and choose your battles, and I am a firm believer of that. Sometimes silence is the best answer. Then Ann Romney goes on and she says, Oprah was asked her, how does she feel when Democratic strategist Hillary Rosen criticized her for not even having a job outside of the home? And says, frankly, it was rather humorous to me because it was like maybe she should visit my house once and see what it's like. Raising children is the hardest job there is on the face of the earth. There's no question about it, and I think Mitt would agree. So very interesting. I don't want to give up too much of the article, but it is phenomenal. It is phenomenal, and I love the fact that Oprah is not showing a bias towards Barack. She is interviewing both of the president of the let me say this right. Presidential candidates. There's only one president. Okay, so phenomenal things going on. Another top story, which just truly breaks my heart. I don't know how many of you have been following the story about the 10-year-old girl. She was walking home from school, bless her heart, and this was in Colorado, I believe. Let me double-check the story. Hold on. I got to get some more information on it. Anyway, the 10-year-old girl was missing. I know she was walking home from school, and they found her body. Okay, here we are. Dun, 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 dun. Okay. Cops find a body of a missing. Oh, my gosh. They're in search. Okay, let me make sure I'm saying this right, okay? Cops find the body in search of 10-year-old Jessica Ridgeway. Now, the body, they don't know. It's a corpse, all right? And they're doing the identification process. They don't know if it's her body yet. However, they are searching heavily, and they're thinking this might be it. Could you imagine what's going through this mother's mind right now? I just could not even believe. She was last seen Friday morning as she left home to meet with a friend in a park to walk to school. She never met her friend, and this is very, very, very frightening. This is every parent's nightmare. Detectives believe she was abducted by an unknown suspect. The only trace of her is her backpack and the water bottle she toted on her faithful walk. And this is just absolutely unbelievable. So we're trying to find out what's going on. We want to keep her family uplifted in prayer. I know this has got to be difficult. There's pictures all over. And it's just really heartbreaking to see all over the nation pictures of this beautiful little girl posted. Absolutely shocking. I wonder what happened to the friend. There's so many questions. Why didn't the little girl meet with the friend? What happened? Had this stalker possibly or this abductor been watching her for quite some time? Very scary. Very scary. And then not only did you abduct her, he possibly killed her. I mean, they're going to do an inspection on the body. Was she molested? What happened to this innocent young child? We're going to go ahead and continue to keep it locked and focused on that. Like I said, we're waiting the results. But, man, I just know that this mother's heart is sunk in her stomach right now. I'm sick to my stomach to know there are people out there that are this cruel. There's safety in numbers. Brown Sugar always says it best, baby. There's always safety in numbers. American Idol, I haven't really been watching it. I hadn't really been following it too much. I heard about the Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj beef. I don't know. Many saying that it's dramatized. You know, they're just using it to beef up the show. It's publicity. My thing is this. Nick Cannon said it best. Who in their right mind, what producer would let a video camera, you can't see a cell phone up in the air being recorded of two celebrities? How can that leak? It just doesn't make sense. It truly doesn't. How could this accidentally get in the hands of TMZ or Gossip.com or whatever gossip site outlet that got a hold of this information. I just truly believe that it's a setup. I'm not really excited about American Idol like how I used to be, but I feel like now all of the focus isn't going to be on the contestants. It's going to be on Nikki and on Mariah. Don't know how that's going to work out. Many of you heard the love triangle between Chris Brown and Rihanna and his girlfriend. Is it Karrueche? I think that's how you say it. By the way, this girl is beautiful. She's obviously a model. Rihanna's beautiful also. You know, both of them have their own distinctive beauty. I just think it's unfortunate whenever you're in a love triangle and you can't decide who you want. Well, I guess apparently his girlfriend allegedly found out that he was cheating with Rihanna, which is shocking because on Oprah, when Oprah asked Rihanna, "Are you still single?" she said, "No, he has a girlfriend." So who knows? It could all be speculation. One thing I can honestly say, though, when a woman's fed up, there's nothing you can do about it. So as far as what's been taking on in this election, I am thrilled. I'm ecstatic because it's so far Barack has led in most of the polls that I have looked at, and we're going to go over. Let me go ahead and check it again. You know, I got to check it every day, see what's going on. A lot of early voting is taking place. Make sure you register to vote. GottaRegister.com. October 16th is the deadline. You do make a difference. Please don't feel like you don't make a difference, okay? You really don't. Right now, 48% of voters are supporting Barack. 45, it looks like, are supporting Romney. That's just way too close for comfort for me. Get out, make a statement, make a change. I just really, truly believe that we have to do all we can in order to continue to let Barack finish what he started. He said it at the very beginning of his term. It may not happen in one term. It may take two terms to get the job done. I don't understand why people expect him to be a miracle maker and walk on water. Unbelievable. As of now, though, Barack is still in the lead currently in many of the top states, and that's what we need. Get out, make a change, make a difference. This has been another short but sweet show from Brown Sugar today. I just wanted to hear, you know, just wanted for you to hear my voice and let you know that it's important to get out there. It truly is. It truly, truly is. Don't let life pass you by. Get out, make a change, make a difference. And the only way you can do that is by voting. That's it. That's all. There's nothing else in between. So if you're complaining about how the state of America is today, then, hey, get up and do something about it. If you're complaining and you're not doing anything about it, then you don't need to say anything at all. All right, well, certainly, you guys, it's been one of those short but sweet days. I'll be back in action again next week. Keep it locked, and your favorite show host will certainly be back. All right, have a fabulous day, and God bless.